And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Letter from Yuki. The spring of 1953 was very eventful. Yuki Butcher had gone to Tampa, Florida to try to crack into the big leagues with the Cincinnati Reds, who were in spring training there. And apparently Mayor Plumfront was on his way to Florida, too, because his girlfriend, the Widow Dilly, left him yesterday, got aboard a train and headed for home in Florida. The mayor jumped on the tail end of the train at the last moment because he wanted to go along. As today's chapter begins, Sparky and I are talking in our living room in the little house all the way up the next block. Well, Sparky, you seem to be lost in thought. What are you sitting there reconnoitering or whatever?
I'm just sitting here wondering about Mayor Plumfront. Wonder where he is by now, Big John.
Well, I'm sure I don't know. But I would imagine he's somewhere down in Florida, wherever the Widow Dilly is.
Wasn't it funny the way the mayor climbed aboard that train while it was pulling out of the station?
Yeah, but the mayor didn't want Miss Dilly to get away, you know.
Hey, Big John, what happens to Mayor Plumfront when the conductor comes around asking for the tickets?
Well, I don't know. I suppose when he found out that the mayor didn't have a ticket, he made him pay his fare in cash. Or else. As far as what or else is, well, I hate to think.
Why, you mean maybe they kicked him off the train?
Oh, well, don't talk like that. I mean, they might put the mayor off the train at the next stop, but they wouldn't kick him off.
Well, where was the next stop?
I believe it'd be Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, well, Lexington, Kentucky isn't very far from here, is it? Say, wouldn't the mayor be home by now if he got off the train down there in Lexington?
I should think so.
Good. Just think Mayor Plumfront's probably down in Florida. Hey, maybe he'll see Yuki Butcher at the Cincinnati Reds baseball training camp.
Could be.
Wonder how Yuki's making out. We haven't heard anything from Yuki himself. All we know is what we read in the newspapers.
Yeah, and that isn't much. See, I wonder if the mailman was here yet, Sparky. Maybe there's a letter from Yuki. How about looking out in the mailbox?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, Big John. Big John, look. Look what was in the mailbox. Take a look at this. Boy, oh boy, look.
What is it? Did we get a letter from Yuki?
Yeah, finally. See, there's Yuki's name up there in the corner of the envelope.
Oh, good. Open it up. Let's see what he has to say about his tryout with the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay. Just give me time to open it up here. Oh, boy, why do they have to make envelopes out of paper that's so hard to tear open?
Well, just take it easy. Don't be so anxious. You've got it just about open now.
Yeah. Okay, now, let me unfold the letter. And we'll see what good old Yuki has to say.
Well, take it easy, Sparky. Don't want to tear it.
Okay. Let's see. Yuki starts off, Dear Sparky Lad and Big John, how is everything back home up there in good old Cincinnati, Ohio? Everything down here at the Cincinnati Reds spring training camp is real fine. Real fine, Big John.
Yeah, I can just hear him here saying it.
Yeah, real fine. Well, let's see. Anyway, Yuki goes on to say, Lad, Big John, I have arrived. I walked up to old Rogers Hornsby, and I says, Hi, Roger, old boy. My name is Yuki Butcher. I was once the star of the East Cantankerous Illinois Blue Jays of the old 4I League.
Well, I just bet good old Rogers Hornsby was just thrilled to death to hear that.
Well, listen to this. Rogers Hornsby looks me in the eye and says, You mean the same East Cantankerous Illinois Blue Jays that Ruslaw played on?
What? Don't tell me Rogers Hornsby has heard of old Charlie Ruslaw.
Well, I guess so. Oh. Listen to what else Yuki says. I turns to old Rogers and I says, Do you know old Charlie Ruslaw? And he says, Do I know him? He was one of the greatest baseball players of all time.
What?
Too bad he never wanted to play in the big leagues.
Oh, well, boy, well, wonders never cease. Hey, maybe there really is such a person as old Charlie Ruslaw.
Sure there is, Big John, sure. Listen to this. So I says to old Rogers, Rogers, old boy, I am old Charlie Ruslaw's best friend and fellow teammate. Whereupon, Lad and Big John, old Rogers told me to hurry up and get into a official regulation Cincinnati Reds uniform, which I did. See the enclosed snapshot which I asked Gene Smith to take of me.
A snapshot? No kidding. Is there a snapshot with the letter there, Sparky? Did you look?
Snapshot?
Yeah. Is there a picture?
No. Oh, well, wait a minute. Yeah. This one here is right there. Let's see. Hey, boy.
Let me see.
Look at Yuki in a Cincinnati Reds uniform.
Let me see.
Looks like a regular big leaguer. See this, Big John?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hey, that's the very same picture that appeared in the newspaper yesterday. See, Manager Hornsby is standing there talking to Jim Greengrass and Bob Marcus and Gus Bell and Yuki. That's the same picture where they called Yuki the unidentified character who walked in off the street.
Well, it's all right. It's still a picture of Yuki. And listen to what else Yuki has to say in this letter.
He says,
Lad, first I took my place at bat in batting practice. The old professor, Kenny Raffensperger, was on the mound. I belted his first five pitches. So far, out in the outfield, nobody has ever found the balls yet.
Oh.
After that, Ted Kluszewski walked up to me and asked me if I would teach him how to bat.
Ted Kluszewski? Oh, come on now, I don't believe that.
You don't? Why not?
Well, why in the world would a good batter like Ted Kluszewski want to ask Yuki Butcher to teach him how to bat? If anything, it'd be the other way around.
Well, I don't know, Big John. Wait a minute. Listen to the next thing Yuki says in his letter here.
Yeah, go ahead, read some more.
He says, then we played an intra-squad game. I played on the A team. I played the outfield. After the game, Manager Hornsby put me in charge of the outfielders. I am teaching them how to play the outfield.
Oh, come on now. This is stretching things too far. I don't believe that either.
Oh, I do, Big John.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. You don't want to believe what Yuki says in his letter.
Well, because it stands to reason, Sparky, Yuki couldn't possibly be that good a baseball player. Why, in the first place, it's been a good many years since Yuki's even played baseball, and that was in the minor leagues.
Well, I'll bet it is that good. Why, listen, Yuki wouldn't lie in his letters.
He wouldn't lie, maybe, but sometimes I wonder about the stories he tells. He loves to tell tall tales, especially for your amusement, that is. I think it's just for your amusement. I don't think
it's... Well, listen to this. Lad, tomorrow I'm going to ask Manager Hornsby to let me play the infield. Then the next day I shall ask Manager Hornsby to let me display my talents as a pitcher.
Oh, brother. Those big league batters will knock that ball all over the park with Yuki in the pitcher's box.
I bet they don't.
Sure.
Listen to the rest of this letter, Big John. Listen. Well, Lad and Big John, I have to close now because Rogers Hornsby wants to ask my advice on how to manage the team. So I will close modestly as I tell you that I am the sensation of the Cincinnati Reds training camp.
Yeah, modestly. That's pretty good. I want to see what the newspapers have got to say about you. Yeah, I'll bet the reporters who are down south will tell an altogether different story.
Well, I don't know why they would, Big John.
Well, we shall see. Hey, I think I just heard the evening paper hit the front porch, Sparky. Suppose you run out there and see if the paper boy's been here, will you?
Okay, and you'll see that what Yuki says in his letter is the truth. Because he's a good ball player, and I'll just bet that he's a sensation.
Yeah, well, just go get the paper, and never mind about that. Sensation of the Cincinnati Reds training camp, indeed. Oh, that Yuki. He sure loves to tell tall tales to Sparky. Oh, well, they're harmless, and they do amuse Sparky and the rest of the kids in the neighborhood. And they amuse me sometimes, too. Boy, that Yuki and the mayor, the stories they tell, they are two of a kind. Well, I guess Sparky saw the paper on the front porch. Is the paper there, Spark?
Yeah, it's out here, Big John.
I hope there's something in the paper about Yuki. That's the only way we're going to find out for sure. And if there is, I'll bet my shirt it's an altogether different story than what Yuki wrote in his letter.
Well, here's the paper. I guess what we want to see would be on the sports page, huh?
Yeah, give me the paper here. I'll find the sports page. Now, let's see. Sports page. We'll be back about here. Editorial page. Woman's page. Ah, here it is, the sports page.
Is there anything on it about Yuki?
Well, just a minute. Give me a chance to get the thing folded out here. Now, let's see.
Hey, look.
Let's see here.
Wasn't that the picture of a Cincinnati Reds baseball player? Let me see
what,
that.
What?
Who is it?
Don't take it. I'll look at it. I'll find it. What is it? Oh, for goodness sakes, look at that.
Look at this guy kneeling with a bat in his hand.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Yuki.
It is.
A great picture of Yuki all by himself in a Cincinnati Reds uniform.
And look what it says underneath the picture. Yuki Butcher, local baseball player, is the sensation of the Cincinnati Reds training camp.
See? Exactly what Yuki said in his letter. The sensation of the Cincinnati Reds training camp. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, I guess Big John will believe the next letter we get from Yuki Butcher. You should see this picture in the paper of Yuki kneeling down there with a baseball bat in his hands. You know how baseball players do. Boy, I'll bet Yuki does become a big league star, and when he does, I'm going to go out to the ballpark every knothole day and watch Yuki play. Boy, I can't wait till baseball season starts. How about you, kids? Oh, and hey, I almost forgot about Mayor Plumfront with all this talk about Yuki. I wonder where the mayor is. Do you suppose he's in Florida? I wonder if he'll marry the Widow Dilly. Tell me, why did I have to think of that? I'll see you later, kids. I'm going to read the rest of this about Yuki. So long.